Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
There we are this morning. I want you just to lift your hands as the presence of the Lord fill your house. Father, we lift up the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. And as we sing this song, Lord, to sing this chorus just one more time, I pray that the power of Jesus Christ, Lord, will fill homes, that the power of Jesus Christ will fill the atmosphere. Father, that everybody will know that there's a King and a kingdom that's very much alive. And Lord, we're here this morning to lift up your name. We're here to exalt the name that's above, higher than any other name, the loftiest name in history, the most wonderful name that has ever been known, the name that can save every man, the name that can turn history around, the name that can redeem people, the name that can change all things, Lord. We are here to submit to His name. And Lord, this morning we just want to say we exalt you, we lift your name higher than any other name. And there we are this morning. I want you just to take a moment, crank up the volume, and lift your hands to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, to the great I Am. And let's just sing that we exalt Him. We are a people, we are a remnant, we are the chosen ones for this hour, for this moment, to worship Him, to love Him, to praise Him, to adore Him, to lift Him up. We are the ones. So I want you to just lift up that volume and let's sing that to Him just one more time. I exalt Him. Come on, let's lift. Come on, empower. Let's go for this. Just lift your hands. I just feel the Spirit of the Lord say to me that this will not be how history will be written. It will not be written through the hands of man trying to control the history of man. If I hear the Spirit of the Lord say to me in this morning, this is not how it will be going down, and this will not be how history will be going down. History will not be written by the plans of man trying to do a diabolical plan to limit me, says the Lord. I will not be limited, and I will not let history be going down in this way, says God. For there will be an uprising, and there will be an uproar, and there will be a stirring. For my people have not been pushed back, and they have not been pushed down. For there is a remnant, and there is a resurrection coming amongst my people. And there's a power that's going to come upon them. And they will not be of the ones that will be allowed to see this history just going down this way. For this is not how it's going to happen, says the Lord. It's not going to happen with people being pushed back, pushed down, pushed to the side, pushed to quit, pushed to give up, pushed away from their loved ones. This will not how, it's not going to be this way, says God. For I will cause an uproar. Yes, I will. I have heard the cries of my people. Yes, I did. I have heard the call of my people. Yes, I did. And as I was of Jesus, so I am with you. As I was of Joseph, so I am with you. As I was of the disciples, so I am with you. But I tell you, you are about to step into the greatest revival that you have ever seen. And there where they say dead, I say alive. There where they say possible, I say possible. There where they say virus, I say healing. There where they say condemned, I say blessed. There where they say restricted, I say free. There where they say I will limit you, they say I say. I will unleash the greatest power that this world has ever seen. I will unleash the power of my Son through the Spirit of God, through the Spirit of unity, through the Spirit of love. And you will come together under one voice, under one name. My name, says the Lord of hosts, and then the world again will know me as the only answer, the only way, the only truth, the only life. There is no other. I am the resurrection. I am the life. I will prove that to you in this season, says the Lord. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say in power, not one of you will be lost. Not one of you will have damage upon you. Not one of you will have destruction. Not one of you will have pestilence. Not one of you will have sickness knocking again and again and again. For I hear the Spirit of the Lord burning on my body and this morning say, this is not how history will be written. It will be written through the power of my Spirit living and dwelling and moving upon my people, says the Lord of hosts. And if you agree with that, won't you say amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Come on, there we are. Won't you just lift your hands and just give Jesus Christ just a praise offering, whether you're watching me in your home or you're watching me at the restaurant or wherever. No, restaurants are closed. Where you're watching me from this morning, let's just glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Listen, Satan thought, the enemy has thought that the Christians are just going to roll over and die. The enemy thought that Christians are just going to be weak. And we're going to just step aside and we're just going to step away from that God has called us to. Well, we have news from the enemy. We have more power and more sustenance living inside of us. Because we don't report just to our government, we report to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, to the Great I Am, to the One that was and is to come. His name is higher than any other name. His power is more radiant. His glory is more splendor. His victory is more permanent. He is the name higher than any other name. We will not roll over and die in power. We will not just stand back. We will not just be neglected. We will worship our God. We will come together. We will glorify His name. And there's nothing that hell can do about that. The power will come. Resurrection will come. Revival will come. Healing will come. Full restoration, I prophesy to you, into your homes this morning. Restoration is your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, there will be a sevenfold restoration. Watch July, watch August, watch September, watch October, watch November, watch December. For I am in full control, says the Lord of hosts. You and your house shall be blessed. For I am with you. I am with you in the morning. I am with you in the afternoon. I am with you in the evening. I am with you when you sleep at night. I am with you when you go to work. I am with you when you walk in the street. I am the Lord your God, and I am with you. Praise me, worship me, exalt me, lift up my name, for I am the soon coming King. I'm going to come back for you. I'm going to split open the heavens, and you're going to hear my shout. You're going to hear my trumpet. You're going to hear my call. You're going to see those that have been dead in Christ rose again. And on that day, you will know that I'm not just a king. I'm the only king. I'm not just a way. I'm the only way. I'm not just a truth. I'm the only truth. I am the resurrection and I am the life. And every evil plan that man has planned to conquer my church, I say to you again, the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. For we will not roll over and die, says the Spirit of the Lord. For there's a power resident inside of you. For you will get back that what they tried to take. You will recover all. You will recover all. You will recover all in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak that and I prophesy that to you. You shall recover all in Jesus' name. If you believe that, give a shout of praise. There we are. Believe that with all of your heart. You will recover all in Jesus' name. Come on, let's give Jesus just a praise offering. Oh, come on, come on. I'm so passionate, you know, God. Satan will not allow. We're not going to roll over and die on this. I don't know about you. Come on, with my online team here. We're not just going to roll over. We're not just going to stand back. We're not just going to allow something or some virus to say and to dictate to us who we are and who we are not. We will not let a virus dictate our future, though we understand the seriousness of it. We will not allow the circumstances to tell us who we are in Christ Jesus. I am the head, and I'm not the tail. I'm above, and I'm not beneath. I'm royal by name. I'm royal by calling. I'm royal by blood. My name is written in the book of life. My future is bright. Come on. My future is secure. I'm going to conquer more things. We're going to build bigger churches. We're going to influence more people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to advance greater to greater heights. And we're going to have a brilliant future. We're going to see millions and millions coming into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to see our children grow up without fear. We're going to see our children grow up without masks to dictate to them a future. We're going to see our children grow up without being forced into small rooms and confinements. This is our hour. This is our church. This is our moment, church. And we will be filled with the power of the one of the Most High. And I tell you the truth, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And fear will go. Fear will go. I don't know about you, but I have not received the spirit of fear, but one of love, of power, and a sound mind. I am royal by blood. I'm a millionaire by decree. I am the blessed, not because I'm worried, but because He loves me. I am highly anointed. I am deeply loved. I am abundantly blessed. Wherever I go, He favors me. Wherever my feet go, He gives it to me. When I walk into the street, He says, there goes my son. When I walk into the business, He says, there goes my boy. No fear will come near my house. Though 1,000 might fall on my left, that 10,000 might fall on my right, I will say as He said, oh, lift up your heads, all ye gates, and let the King of glory enter in. Listen, there was once a rock that tried to lock up the rock, but the rock got split, the stone got rolled away, and Jesus came out. There was once a cross that tried to hold up the Redeemer, but the cross came down, and the Savior came loose, and the people stood up, full of the power of the Holy Spirit. There was once 120 men fearing in an upper room for an outside oppression. Then suddenly there was a violent wind, a rushing wind, as flames of fire came upon them, and suddenly they couldn't be stopped anymore. We are right there, church, once again, where the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ is standing up. This is our hour. This is our moment. This is our time. This is the hour that the Lord has called us to. We are not greater than the Apostle Paul, the Apostle John, the Apostle Thomas. We are amongst the saints that will see the power and the might and the glory and the splendor of all that He has for us. If I have an amen, there we are. Shout a massive, massive, massive amen to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one that was the undefeated champion of the world. Oh, are you there in power? Are you with me this morning? Oh, come on. We will have revival. We will have revival. We will have revival. We will have revival in our nation. This nation will have revival because it's a group of people that are not afraid. I'm not afraid. You are not afraid. I'm not afraid of a virus. I'm not afraid of a sickness. I'm not afraid of being lonely. I've been lonely once, but then He came. I've been rejected once, but then He came. I was sick once, but then He came. I was despised once, but then He came. I was walked out on once, but then He came. I know how it is to lose everything, and I know how it feels to gain everything. There's one game changer. There's one that shifts the game into my favor. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the undefeated King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's your Lord. He's your God. He's your King. And I pray this morning that fear will break, that tyranny will break, that intimidation will break, that witchcraft will break over your household, that you will say, this virus has a name. You will bow your name. You will bow your face. You will bow your symptoms under the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on, let's say amen and amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Oh, come on, guys. Let's give the worship team and God bless you. Listen, all of empowered, every single one that's with me. Listen, we're not going to roll over and die for this thing. We're not going to get pushed down and pushed back. We're not going to be told what to do. This is not how it works. Oh, come on, are you there? No, 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 this is not how it works. Nobody tells me how I should worship God. I'll worship God the way I want to worship Him. If I worship Him from a prison cell, so shall it be. If I worship in my car, so shall it be. If I worship in my house, so shall it be. Nobody tells us how to worship. I'm very bold about that. We cannot be told how to worship. We are the ones that are free. Amen? Come on, empower. Let me see you lighting up these platforms, our social media platforms. I want you to share this gospel. Because right now we are literally standing between the living and the dead. And if we roll over and die, if we are intimidated, if we are afraid, people are dying and going to hell right now. How many people, how many souls, how many people have been going to hell because churches are locked? And don't tell me that we are the church that we sit in our homes. No, no, we know we're not. There is power when the church comes together. There's power when we stand together and lift up our hands together as brothers and sisters. There's power when all types of people come together, black, white, Indian, Chinese, all types of colors and creeds, where there's power when we come together and we lift up the name of Jesus Christ. But right now, and I'm passionate about this because we are the ones, we are standing right now, we'll be standing between the living and the dead. How many people have gone lost? How many souls are in hell right now because churches are being locked up and we're saying no more? No more. No more. Listen, this is not about convenience. You know, it's not about any of those things. Because we have seen the Lord take care of us for 18 months and He will continually do so because He is faithful. This is not about anything. This is about people and seeing people back into the presence of God. Are you there? Are you with me? Because when one touch from Jesus, one touch from the King, and you change forevermore. One touch from Jesus and you're never the same again. One touch from God and your life changes forever. One call from Him, one moment in His presence, one touch in worship, and your life shifts. One touch. One touch. But we are allowing Satan to be the master right now, and he should not be. And I'm here to tell you as your leader that enough is enough. Enough is enough. It's enough, enough. I stand with my pastor when I say that enough is enough. And so this morning I want to speak to you briefly, guys. Listen, as you are watching me online, I want you to take a moment. I want you to share this gospel as far as what you can. I want you to let this rip. I want you guys to send it out. And listen, please forgive me. I'm not going to be all sitting behind a little table doing a little short sermon. No, I am in the church where you are supposed to be. Where I want to give you the word of the Lord. I'm not going to sit in my studio at home. I can do that. I can sit in my other studio as well. I can do that. No, I'm in the house of the Lord because the Bible says he that comes to the house of the Lord. And I know you are there behind in your house right now because you can't be here. But soon you are going to be here. Is that fine? We have a deal. So we are in the house of the Lord to lift up the name of the Lord because he's still Lord. He's still God. And one day the Bible says in Romans chapter number 10 verse number 9, we're going to give a report back to him. On that day, that account that we're going to give back to him, the Bible says he's going to study us. He's going to look at us. He's going to look at what did we do. How do we live our lives? We need to give an account, church. And I don't want to stand in front of Jesus Christ one day and say to the Lord, Lord, I've been afraid. No, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to be afraid. I don't want to stand in front of him being afraid. Are you there? Come on, guys. Amen and amen. So, won't you go with me to Matthew chapter number 24 and verse number 12? I want to speak to you about standing between the living and the dead. Standing between the living and the dead. What I want you to do, guys, this morning, I want you, there we are on Facebook, YouTube, Church Online, I want you to take a moment, share this to your enemy. Share this to people that are sick. I want to pray right now for people that are sick. I feel the unction of the Holy Spirit upon me. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for people that are ill right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I bind up the spirit of infirmity. I bind up the spirit of sickness. I bind up COVID-19. COVID-19, you have a name. You shall shut up and die in Jesus Christ's name. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to your body. I speak to your body that right now, that your body will return to normal. Your lungs, your lung tissue, your blood vessels, your blood temperature, everything will return to normal in Jesus Christ's name. And Father, I pray, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I speak to people that are having symptoms of COVID-19. Your symptoms will dry up right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that this upper respiratory will dry up right now in Jesus Christ's name. Nasal drips will go. Lord, influenza will go. Pneumonia will go. Bacteria will go. And these bodies right now will function absolutely normal in Jesus' name. We command you in the name of Jesus Christ to leave these bodies right now in Jesus Christ's name. And Father, under the power and the unction under the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that bodies normalize. I see people that have been in hospitals as they are busy recovering right now at homes. You will have a supernatural divine recovery speed from this moment going forward. I hear the Lord say to me, I must give you a number of 7 days of supernatural restoration. The doctor said a month, the doctor said 2 months, I say 7 days. 7 days of complete turnaround. There's somebody watching me right now, you're busy with an oxygen tank. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say within 3 days from now, God Himself will touch you and you will not need this oxygen tank whatsoever anymore. I see a mother that are busy praying for a small child. I hear the Lord say the fever will leave by 1 o'clock this afternoon and it will be gone and it will never turn back. I see another lady, you have 2 children with an elderly mom. The mom is ill. The mom is in her late 70s, early 80s. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, be not afraid. The mom will be well. She will live out all the days of her life and you don't need to be afraid. This mom is a source of income to you. Do not be afraid. Jesus is going to heal. And by Tuesday morning, you'll be able to testify that Jesus Christ has did it Himself. Amen and amen. Come on. Come on. We know that the Lord is accurate and true. So as you guys are on this morning, listen, there was somebody, there's someone on this morning, you have a business. And your business is struggling. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say to me that the business that has been struggling this past week, you started to think about closure. You started to think about, you know, shutting down. I hear the Lord say, don't shut down. Put a bigger vision down. Don't shut down. Put a bigger vision down. God wants to do something even greater. There's been bad business and it's been hard. And I see a trickling, a small trickling. But I hear the Lord say, a river system is going to gush forth for you. Plan bigger, think bigger, put a new vision down. Put a new vision down. You're a gentleman. You're in your late 50s. I have a beard. You have not a lot of hair. I hear the Lord say to me, I must say to you, new vision, because He's going to give you provision for what you're going to write down. Amen. Oh, come on. Oh, may we come as the year and loop and praise us a belief. Let's just take a moment, guys. There where you are. Let's just take a moment. Come on, squimmers. Let's just take a moment. You know, guys, there we are. Just take a moment. Just worship Jesus. You know, just give the Lord a shout of praise or something. Kom ons loof net die Here. You weet, God is goed voor ons. Ons het niks om te vrees. In the body with the Lord, out the body with the Lord, we have got nothing to fear. Absolutely nothing. But in Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 12, listen, everybody in empowered, and I pray that for my team that I hear this morning with me, you grab this with me. Everybody in empower, I hear the Lord say, everybody in empower, everybody belonging to empower, not one hair of your head will be touched without the Lord knowing about this. Not one hair. There will not be loss. There will not be damage. There will not be one thing, I hear the Lord say, I must say to you, there will not be damage whatsoever to every single person that belongs to Empower. They will not be damaged, says the Spirit of the Lord. Amen and amen. So receive that. If that you shout amen, take that for yourself. Listen, in Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 12, the Bible just says, "For because of the multiplication of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but he who perseveres to the end will be saved." I want to speak to you literally in 10, 15 minutes about this. The Bible says, because of the multiplication of wickedness, the love of many grow cold. Right now, we are in a love challenge. Because people's love is waxing cold. And the reason why people's love is waxing cold is because they're getting distance from the source. The Bible says that you can only be distant, you can only grow lukewarm if you are distant from the source. Jesus says in Revelation chapter number 3, verse number 15, he says this words, "I wish you were neither cold nor hot, or hot, but now you are lukewarm. You're good for nothing. I need to spew you out." Why is he speaking about lukewarmness? I'm going to show you by electrical plug just here, because this is very important for you to understand. If you can grab hold of why Jesus doesn't want us to be lukewarm. Jesus wants us on fire. Jesus says, "I rather wish," Revelation 3:15, "that you are hot or cold, but now you are lukewarm." And he says, "I don't want you lukewarm." The word lukewarm is the word ineffective. The reason why many Christians are ineffective is because they got disconnected to the source. And if you look to my right, as they're busy with that, if you look to my left, your right, if you look, there's a source. This electrical plug will mean absolutely nothing. This thing will mean nothing, 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 nothing. That's just a conduit. It's a conduit. A conduit is something that carries something. It's a vessel. Now, an electrical wire will carry absolutely no power until it's connected to the source. So it's not how great the vessel is. It's how great the source is. The power is with the source. The strength is with the source. The might is with the source. The winning, the victories of the source. What is Satan doing right now? You have to understand what Satan is busy doing. Satan right now, in this very, very moment, he is disconnecting people from their source. So he's telling you, you can't worship. He's telling you, you can't come together and worship. Why is he doing that? Because he's trying to get you lukewarm. Why is he trying to get you lukewarm? Because the Bible says lukewarmness is ineffectiveness. In other words, we change nothing. We upset nothing. We cause nothing to change around us. That is the enemy's plan. So what is he trying to do? According to Scripture, he's trying to bring fear and intimidation and lies to you. And people are afraid and they get intimidated. Well, we have got news for the devil. We're going to get back to the source. We're going to get connected to this source more than ever before. And more than this, listen to me this morning. More than ever before, we're gonna see power as we get linked into the source more than ever before. Because we're not gonna be lukewarm. We're not gonna allow any coldness in our lives. We're gonna be on fire for Jesus Christ. Are you guys with me? And listen, this is the thing about how you can get lukewarm. Please listen to me very carefully. The first thing is that you can get disconnected from the source. And Jesus says, I wish you were either cold or hot. And so what has happened? 18 months has gone by. 18 months has gone by. You know, more than 600 billion rand has been misappropriated, mismanagement, which is just, you know, pure, I don't even know what we call this. And so, you know, it has been driven the whole time that the vaccine is the answer. Well, we have seen nothing of that. And, you know, I don't even want to tell you how I feel about that stuff. Now we are 18 months later, exactly in the same position. And listen, if we're going to wait, for whatever. You're going to wait until Jesus Christ comes back. There's no more time to wait. The King is knocking on the door. He wants to bring revival. He wants to bring restoration. He wants to bring healing. He wants to bring His power. He wants to bring that what He's promised us to bring. But we cannot be sitting dormant, stagnant, waiting. We must be active, and we must place the kingdom of God first. Amen? Come on. But listen, the Bible says, God says this to Abraham. God says these words to Abraham. He says, take thy only son, your son. Listen to what God says in Genesis chapter number 2, 22, verse number 2. He says, take your only son, the son whom you love, and bring him to me and offer him on the Mount of Moriah, or the mount I will show you. And then the Bible says something interesting. It says, take thy only son, the son whom you love. But that's not accurate. Because if the Bible says, take thy only son, the son whom you love, the son whom you love. Take thy only son, the son whom you love. But this is not true. Because Ishmael was there already. Ishmael was there before Isaac was there. But God says, give me your son, your only son, the one whom you love. Why did God want Isaac? Because God was after Abraham. Can I say that again? Why did God want Isaac? Because God saw that Isaac was first in Abraham's heart. And so God said, listen, because you like Isaac more than what you like me, because you place Isaac before me, you make him first, I want him. He says, so give me your son, your only son whom you love. So how do you get out of lukewarmness, out of being cold, right into the fire? Well, it's very, very simple. You give God first. Oh, come on, Empower. You better be lighting up the social media platforms. Listen, the Bible says that Abram goes, he offers up his son. He goes up onto the mountain to get ready to offer up his son. And as he's busy doing this, the Bible says the angel of the Lord stops him. The angel of the Lord stops him. And he says these words to him in Genesis chapter number 22, verse number 11. The angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abram, Abram. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon thy lad, neither do anything for him. For now I know that thou fearest me, seeing that thou have not withheld thy son, thy only son. I want you to see here, after this scripture, the Bible says something extremely powerful. The Bible says the Bible says that Abram now says these words in Genesis chapter number 22, verse number 14. Please listen to this. If you ever want to know, I'm going to bring everything together for you. In Genesis chapter number 22, verse number 14, the Bible says this, and Abram called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. As he said to this, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. No, wait. Come on, guys. Let's just take a moment here. Listen, are you guys with me? Everybody with me online? Everybody with me? I'm going to prophesy again this morning. I can feel the spirit of prophecy on me. But are you with me? Are you getting what I'm saying? So, listen. Jesus says in Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 12, he says, a sign of this age will be that people are going to grow cold. Why? Because we are going to see lawlessness abound. Are we seeing that? Yes, we are. We are seeing lawlessness abound. We are seeing people being confused. They don't even know if they're a boy or a girl anymore. What is that? Lawlessness. It's a spirit of lawlessness. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4, 4, the God of this age has blinded the hearts and the minds of the people. So the people are blinded. They're going into this thing blindfolded. And the thing that is freaking me out right now is that people are happy to just, if they are fine, then it's okay. No. Because I'm fine, it should never be just about me. The gospel is not about me. The gospel is about saving me and then me telling the gospel to somebody else and saving that person and then saving somebody else. So what is busy happening is we are seeing a slow cooking agency around the globe, and we are not deaf, dumb, and stupid. We know what's happening, and we know when that's why we have to push back. So when lawlessness abound, the Bible says the love of many will grow cold. Jesus says in Revelation 3:15, I wish you were either cold or hot, not lukewarm, because if you are lukewarm, I need to spew you out of my mouth. I need to spit you out. Why does Jesus say, if you are lukewarm? Because lukewarm, again, has got everything to do with distance. Distance from source. Oh, come on, guys. Are you there? Distance from source. Distance from source. And why am I speaking about distance from source? Because lukewarmness is something that happened to the Laodicea church. And the Laodicea church was the picture of being lukewarm comes out of the Laodicea church had a pipeline. And this pipeline, listen to me very carefully. This pipeline needed to provide fresh water for the citizens. But because of the length of the pipe and the clay of the pipe, what happened was as soon as they pumped water into this pipe, because of the distance of the pipe, oh, pick me up, please. Because of the distance of the pipe, the water traveled over a far distance. And by the time it came out on the other side, it picked up all the sediment, the salt, and the minerals that was in the pipe in the long distance until it came to the people that needed the fresh water. And what needed to bring people refreshment brings them death and decay. Jesus gives the same warning in Matthew chapter number 23. You know, during this week I spoke to a pastor and he was so afraid. I said, why are you afraid? I said, oh, what are you afraid of? Jesus gave the same warning. He said, listen, I'm coming, Luke 18, and I need people of faith. Listen, church, last night I was praying, and as I was busy praying, the Lord visited me and he spoke to me these words, and he said this to me. He said, I'm not coming as far as what they think I'm coming. I'm coming quickly, and I'm coming fervently, and I'm coming for a victorious bride. I'm coming for a bride full of faith. He's not going to come in the far, far, and far. I'm telling you the truth. Jesus is coming. But before we see the great day of the Lord, Acts chapter number 3, verse number 21, we're going to see a restoration of all things. That is why there is sons right now that are not refusing to bow their knee. That is why there's sons right now, because I can be sitting behind my desk conveniently, but I'm not. Why? Because I am convinced I'm going to stand in front of the one that I need to give an account to, that I need to tell the state of the flock of. And because I know he's coming, and because I know there's restoration coming, we cannot be lukewarm, we cannot be timid, we cannot be afraid. We are more than conquerors. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are the ones that can go the extra mile. We can take a beating and keep on standing. We can take resistance and keep on resisting. We can be thrown back, yet we will come back. We will can take a slap and we'll turn to the other cheek. You can take my tunic, I'll give you another one. Whatever you throw at us, we will conquer you. Why? Our God is a consuming fire. He is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. He is the one that sits on the throne eternally so. He is the one that has angels and dominions and princes and principalities bowing down to him. And I will not be afraid, because I am going to lay down this tent. But before we do that, we will give the devil hell. We will save as many souls as what we can, and we will build as big a buildings as what we can for the glory of Jesus Christ, so that the Son of Man may be magnified, that the Son of Man may be glorified, so that the Son of Man may be lifted high. That is why we are born. We are born for battle. We are born to rule. We are born to be the head. That's why we are born. Oh, come on. Do I have amens for that in Jesus Christ's name? I am passionate. I'll preach myself into revival. I tell you, listen. And as I was thinking about this, the Lord, can I just have some amens here, guys? Come on, I'm watching all the streams and stuff that's running. Can I have an amen? So come on, throw some, talk back to me. Talk back to your pastor. Come on, come on, come on. I love you. You need to know I love you, church. I love you passionately. I love you deeply. I love you fondly. I'm married to you. The Bible says Ephesians 7:4. That's why I'll stand boldly. I'll stand courageously for you. I'm not going to bow my knee under some tyranny. I'm not going to refuse to stand for you. I'm going to keep on standing and I'm going to keep on fighting because you are the head and not the tail. I know that great things are coming your way. I know your family will be blessed. I know your children will be blessed. I know your children will be leaders of leaders. I know your children will run businesses that will make millions to advance our kingdom of this Lord Jesus Christ in this country. I know that no pestilence, no sickness will draw near to your house. I know that you are a powerful people because I know the Spirit of the Lord that dwells inside of you. I know that God's going to make a way out. I know He's going to crumble the wall. I know He's going to make a way because He Himself is the way. He's not an option. He's not just a walk down limited solution. He is the only way, the only truth, the only life, the living life. And we know Him by name. Amen. Come on. Come on, take a moment, share. Let this run. Let this run. I want every single person, while I'm on this, before I go on, I want every single person to join me for the spiritual warfare class. Every single one of you. I want you to join me for the spiritual warfare class. On Wednesday night, I trained just over 480 people. That was just single lines that came up. You know, we were well over 600 people that were online. I want to train people. I want to teach you how to be the head and not the tail. I want you to teach you how to be victorious, how to conquer. I'm going to unravel. I'm going to show you the hidden things. I'm going to show you. I'm going to tell it to you. Because the Bible says, if you, whatever is in the light cannot be in the darkness. Are you there? Amen. So we're going to go for spiritual warfare 2. I want everybody to register for it. Everybody. I want it by the hundreds. By the hundreds. I want to see 1,000 students in that. But I want to expose the works of the evil one for you. So register, church. Register, register, register. Amen. Register. The links will be live. Register right now. Get onto it. Register. As I was sitting with Jesus yesterday, the Lord said to me in the early hours of the morning, He said, don't make the Nicolaitan mistake. Don't make the Nicolaitan mistake. Don't make the Nicolaitan mistake. I said, Lord, what do you mean? And He took me to Revelation 2:6. Please listen. Don't make the Nicolaitan mistake. There we are. Throw it into the chat. Don't make the Nicolaitan mistake. Don't make the Nicolaitan mistake. Revelation 2:6. Come on, then the chats. Just put that down. In Revelation 2:6, the Bible says, but you have for this in your favor, Jesus speaking, you hate the practices of the Nicolaitans. What and who are the Nicolaitans and what was their practice? I'm going to answer both because Jesus spoke to me so clearly. He said, don't make the Nicolaitan mistake. Now the Nicolaitans were, they did two things. They oppressed, they subjugated, they dominated, and they conformed. Let me say it again. They subjugated, they dominated, they conformed. Basically, they were pressing down on people. But they made four huge mistakes that Jesus uses this word hate. Jesus says, I hate. Not I like, not I dislike, I hate. I hate the Nicolaitans. Who were the Nicolaitans? The Nicolaitans were a group of people that did four things. In short, in executive summary, they started to preach a message of compromise. Jesus said to me, He said, don't make the Nicolaitan mistake, son. Don't start to preach a message of compromise. And tell my people, no compromise. And if you look at the Nicolaitans, there was four things that they compromised on. Please listen to me very, very carefully. Four things. They had no emphasis on holy living and separation from the world. Let me say that again. They had no emphasis on holy living and on separation from the world. They wanted to be inclusive. And the personal choices that they started to make was against the word of the Lord, but because they wanted to be in of church, in with the world. So no emphasis, come on. These people had no emphasis. Oh, praise the Lord. You need to share this gospel this morning, I tell you. There was no emphasis on holy living. Things started to slide, it was okay. It was okay to swear, it was okay to drink. It's literally what they did. It was okay to commit adultery. It was okay to commit idolatry. It was okay to have casual sex. It was okay to cheat just here and there. It was okay to get drunk and have Jesus. Jesus says, no. If you do that, I hate the work. I don't hate the Nicolaitans. Just hate what they stand for. And Jesus said, no emphasis on holy living. And may I say, and this, I don't care if this sounds old school or not, we have to emphasize holy living. I am a holy temple, bought by a holy God, called for a holy purpose. We will not compromise. Just because it's cool doesn't mean it's in. Just because we can get away with it doesn't mean you do. And I want to encourage each and every Empower member this morning listening to me. And listen, you guys, you have to take me as you get me some days, because I can't always be motivational. When the Spirit of the Lord speaks to me, He speaks to me. And when He says to me things like He's coming, I know He's coming. The fear of the Lord hits me when He says these things. And I know this is the hour where people are trying to fit in. Don't fit in with those that cannot save your soul. Fit in with the one that can save everything, Jesus Christ. Are you there? Are you with me? Secondly, they have no emphasis on doctrinal teaching. In other words, these people don't even know what they believe. And so every little flimsical, that's why I've never been deceived in 18 months of this lockdown, because I know doctrinal truth. But people that don't know doctrinal truth, they let social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and I love them, I use all of them. But they let them be the leaders. The last time I checked, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord is my leader. His voice is my guide. His peace is my compass. His word is my foundation. I don't build my life upon the storms of this world. I build my life on the eternal word of the Lord. It's not an option, it's a command. And we are not here to play with the devil, because he's most definitely not here to play with you. He's after your life. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And if you allow him, he'll take everything. He'll take your heart, he'll take your future, he'll take your children, he'll take your business, he'll take your money. He doesn't care. He feels nothing for you. But, there is one that feels very much for you. His name is Jesus Christ. He can heal anything. He can change anything. He can change anything around in a word, in a moment, in a call to His name. He can change it. Third thing the Nicolaitans did, they had no emphasis on biblical authority. In other words, this Bible started to become a negotiable book. No. The word of the Lord is true. It stands now and forevermore. This word stands, guys. The Bible says, this word is our compass. It is our foundation. It is the very thing that you and I must look to. Is the Bible sometimes going to get unpopular? Absolutely. But praise the Yahweh, that's why I stand for it. Because the Bible tells me everything I need to know for godliness and for a life in righteousness, 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17. Everything I need to know has been written. So if the news say, be confused, you know, we're not sure about this and that. No, don't be confused. Read the word of the Lord. Make sure it is your biblical authority. Oh, come on, are you guys there? Then, and again, the Bible is a departing point, and it is the place that we go back to. Listen, during this season, let me say it like this. During this season, I've been with people that I've seen people die. I've been next to beds in this last 18 months. And I can tell you the huge difference is simply this. Somebody that goes to be of the Lord, knowing the Lord, has got eternal peace. Somebody that doesn't know the Lord and they go and they die, you can see fear, and not just a normal fear. You see extreme fear on their faces. I've been in ICUs praying for people. Praying for people. I've been in COVID wards praying for people. I can tell you the truth. Those that I see dead of other illnesses or whatever might be, those that I walk past, you can see the difference between somebody that knows Jesus and somebody that doesn't. Because fear waits at the end, and it's not a normal fear, but those that go to the Lord has peace. And so I say, if he counts so much in death, he must count everything in life. Come on, are you there? It's not a game. This is not a game. This is our lives. Come on, do I have people that feel as strong as what I do about this? This is our lives. This is for our children. This is for our children's children. We grew up in the houses of the Lord. We grew up knowing Jesus Christ. We grew up playing in the streets. We grow up having a freedom of choice of what and how we want to live our lives according to the word of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm getting very, 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 very upset about this demonic spirit that is trying to drive a wedge between people and telling people to fear other people. No, we don't fear other people. We love our neighbor as ourselves. That is who we are. Come on, are you there? And that's why I'm standing as a prophet saying to you, we will recover all. We will restore all. We will see God paying back that what the enemy has tried to steal. Why? Because we know our God. And we are certain about Him. We are certain about Him. Oh, come on, guys. Can I have an amen? Last scripture that I want to throw out for you. Take a moment, guys. Share the gospel. Let it drip. I want you to share this to sick people. I want you to share this to desperate people. I want you to share this to hopeless people. I want you to share it and get the word of Jesus out. Get the word of Jesus out. Last scripture. Revelation chapter number 2, verse number 7. By the way, all my Cape Townian people, are you on? Are the Cape Townians, are you on? Witbank, are you on? Secunda, are you on? United Kingdom, are you on? My friends from the Cape Town, from Durban, are you guys watching me this morning? Are you on? If you're on, tell me. I'm on, Pastor. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. I want to see. I want to know that my people are hearing my words this morning. Come on, it's Cape Town. Are you in the house? Free State, Secunda, Witbank. You guys on? Durban, are you on? Johannesburg, are you on? Come on. I want the rest, everybody to see that will watch the stream afterwards. I want them to know that in power is an army. We are a source. We are a lighthouse. We are a powerhouse. We are taking back South Africa. We're going to stand and we're going to see this nation coming to salvation. We're going to see this nation returning back to Jesus Christ. We haven't given up on our children. We haven't given up on our nation. We haven't given up on our government. We believe that they can still make the correct choices. We believe that they can stand for what is right and truthful. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Are you there? Come on. I see my people are on. Revelation chapter number 2, verse number 7. UK is on as well. Revelation chapter number 2, verse number 7. Please listen to this. He that has an ear, let him hear. He that has an ear, let him hear. And then Jesus says these words, to him that overcomes. To him that overcomes. Let me read that full scripture for you. He that has an ear, let him hear. Sotroboştra bakatlebi endroboştra. Zepeterebeştrobokotroboştra. Zebeyandroboştra bakarebeyandra. Verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. To him who overcomes, to him that overcomes. As Jesus was speaking these words to me, he was saying these to me. He says, to he that has an ear, he that has an ear, let him hear. What does Jesus want from us? He wants us to know we are victorious. He wants us to know we are a champion. This word overcome here is a massive word in the Greek language. It means to be a victor. It means to be a champion. It means to be a superior athlete. It means to pass through. It means to conquer the devil. It means to conquer the situation. It means to conquer the surroundings. It means to conquer the circumstances. And it means to conquer death. You are a conqueror. The Bible would not call you more than conquerors. Romans chapter number 8, verse number 37. If there was nothing to conquer, we have everything to conquer, everything to gain, and nothing to lose. We are on the victorious side. And so let me summarize and say all of this. Let me summarize this by saying this to you this morning. Listen, church. Listen to me. Jesus starts off in Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 12, and he says these words. He says, because lawlessness abound, many will grow cold. They will grow cold. Jesus says in Revelation 3, verses 15, I wish you were neither cold nor hot. I'd rather wish you were either cold or hot, but I don't want you lukewarm, because if you're lukewarm, you're ineffective. And then Jesus says, how do you get out of ineffectiveness? You place me first. I must be first. How do you know if God wants what is first in your life? Whatever you put your attention to the most, whatever you put your love to the most, whatever you give your energy to the most, that's what you love the most. Whatever is first in your life, God's going to require, because he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all things righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. The Bible says when we seek him first, the Greek word added unto is the Greek word prosthethemi, which means this. As soon as God is first, health comes, healing comes, prosperity comes, blessing comes, provision comes, power comes. God adds to himself, because as soon as you have God, you have everything, you have all sufficiency, you have all power, you have all your needs met. Philippians 4 verses 6, which says these words, in him, in his riches, there's overflow. Ephesians 3:20, exceedingly, abundantly, above. And so, my challenge to you this morning would be this, in power. My challenge would be this. Are you going to be lukewarm? Are you going to be lukewarm? We are standing between the living and the dead. People are dying and going to hell. Are we going to be lukewarm? Or are we going to be on fire for God? Are we going to be lukewarm and turn the other way? Or are we actually going to be the messengers of hope? Are we going to be the ones that turn our back on the needy? Are we actually going to be the ones that brings the change? Who are we going to be? Because I don't know about you, but it's time to put up your hand and say, as for me and my house, I'm going to do Jesus Christ. I'm going to live my life in full passion, in full devotion, whatever the cost. I'm going to follow him because I love him, because he loves me. And if that is your heart's desire, then I want to call to you this morning to come with me and let's take back what belongs to Jesus. Our children's future belongs to Jesus. Our country belongs to Jesus. Our households belongs to Jesus. Our bodies belongs to Jesus. Our souls belongs to Jesus. Our minds belong to Jesus. Our marriages belong to Jesus. Our relationship statuses belong to Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. And so I want to pray for you. I'm done. I'm coming in for my landing. I want to pray for you, and I want to encourage every single one of you and say this. Let every single one of you join me for the spiritual warfare course. Everyone. I want everybody there. Every single one. Two, I want to encourage you this morning. Join me next week. We're going to join me for Empower 316 as well. Empower 316 is the course that we're gonna do to empower God's people to live the life of the supernatural. To live the life of the supernatural. But now I've kept everything to this last moment. And I always do that because I like to keep the best last, if that's okay. So I've kept everything for this moment. At the end of this month, we're going to have a Jesus conference. And I hope there where you are watching me from, you're like, what is a Jesus conference? Well, it's very simple. We're going to worship Him. We're going to praise Him. We're going to lift up His name. We're going to come together as a group of churches on all different locations. And we're going to lift up the King's name. And we're going to extol Him. We're going to love on Him. We're going to pour our oil upon Him. We're going to bless Him. And we're going to worship Him together. And we're going to not be silenced. And we're not going to be still. And we're not going to be pushed down. And as the links go out, you just need to register for this so that I know if you are coming. But I want to flag you already for it, that we are going to do a Jesus conference. We're going to lift up the King. We're going to make His name great. We're going to worship Him. It's time. Ek is lus om die Here te loof en te prys. Ek is lus om sy naam hoog te maak vir 'n uur of twee of drie, sodat die Gees van God deur ons kan winkel, deur ons kan loop, deur my are kan vloei. I am hungry to worship God together with you, and we can have a praise and worship festival of living and praising and worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, come on, Empower. Are you with me? It's all about Jesus. It will always be about Jesus. It will remain about Jesus. And so I don't even want to name it something else. I just wanted to name it the Jesus Conference. Because I don't want the focus to be on anything else but Jesus. Amen. So we are the ones standing between the living and the dead. There the links go out for the Jesus Conference. Come on, fill that in. So this morning, there we are. I want to encourage every single one of you to lift your hands. There we are. There's no distance between us except what we are experiencing this morning. But there we are. I want you to lift your hands to God. And I want you to go a little step further. I'm going to pray for two things this morning. Two things that I feel very, very, very passionate about. And I'm watching these names as they're busy running here. I have names all the way around me. But this is what's important for me this morning. I want you to put your names down, because we're going to pray for names. And I'm going to pray for two things. The first thing I want to pray for is I want to pray for you. You've listened to me now for, well, not that long. We have a lot more in us, amen. But I want you, there we are, to lift your names, lift your hands, put your names in. And I'm going to pray a prayer. Please change the tune. I'm going to pray a prayer right now that there where you are, that the power of God will come into your room, will come into that TV room, that house, wherever you are watching me from. And that the Spirit of the Lord will come into that place right now in Jesus' name. So there we are. Won't you just lift your hands? Just for a moment. And as the tune shifts, I want you to have just a moment right there. I want to pray that lukewarmness gets broken off right now. That the fire of the Lord will come back into your heart. That the fire of God will come back onto your soul. That the call of God will be refreshed and renewed. And that right there where you are, with that you will say, Father, I submit my ways and all that I am to you. I submit my heart and everything that I am. I submit it to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And so there we are right now. I want you to lift your hands. And I want to pray. And then I'm going to pray a second prayer that everybody needs. So Father, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I pray that your power will surge into households. I pray right now, Lord Jesus Christ, that lukewarmness will break off. Lord, I pray right now that any form of coldness will break off in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, Father, right now in this moment, Lord, that there will be fire running into households, the fire of the Holy Spirit running into living rooms, the fire of the Lord Holy Spirit running over bodies, the fire of the Holy Spirit running through souls, the fire of the Holy Spirit running through minds, the fire of the Holy Spirit running through, Lord, everybody that's watching me together in Jesus Christ's name. And that people will right now will say, right now people will testify and say, Lord Jesus, I want to be in love with you again. I want to love you passionately, wholly, deeply again in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, let's just take a moment. I just want you to take a moment, take a moment, take a moment, take a moment. Just take a moment. There we are. Just have a moment of God. Everybody inside, just take a moment. Just lift your hands. Just take a moment of Jesus. Take a moment of Jesus. Just take a moment. I'm serious. Take a moment. We can do nothing without Him. We can do nothing without Him. But we can do everything with Him. Just take a moment. He's working. He's working. Just take a moment. Now I'm going to pray a prayer against sickness in Jesus' name. And I want you to, if you know about people that are sick, if you're watching me this morning, you might be sick. I want you to be sharing this broadcast to sick people. Because sickness is illegal. It's demonic. It's out of the pit of hell. It's designed by sin. And God does not approve of sickness. And so I'm going to pray. I'm going to bind this devil. And I'm going to give it a time. Why? I have authority to do so. This authority is not of my own. I've received this from the Father. But I'm going to bind the sicknesses. And I'm going to give it a moment to go. Mark 16:15 says, all authority He has been given. Matthew 28:19. Then Mark 16:15 says, He has distributed that authority to me, the saint. Me, the Christian. You, the Christian. And we have power over all creeping things, birds of the air, deadly poisons. We have power over the nature. We have power over diseases and pestilences. And we most definitely have power over COVID. And so I want you to lift your hands and let me pray. Everybody that's in the house, you can lift your hands as well. Our online team, just lift your hands. Everybody, I want you to receive the healing power of Jesus Christ. As I bind this devil, the Bible says, whatever is bound on earth shall be bound in the heavens. Whatever is loosened in the heavens shall be loosened on the earth. And I'm not just including COVID, I'm including cancer, I'm including whatever sicknesses you might have, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, sickness of the joints, sickness of central nervous system. I bind every one of these. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we come against every form of sickness and disease in the name of Jesus Christ. And we tell you, sickness, you have a name, and you will bow your knee right now in Jesus' name. And we give you an eviction notice right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say to you, devil, get out of these people's bodies right now in Jesus Christ's name. Father, I come against every form of sickness, every form of disease. I give a notice, Lord, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 days of change in Jesus Christ's name. I pray, Father, right now, Lord, we bind up the effects of bacteria, we bind up the effects of viruses, we bind up the effects of sicknesses, whatever it might be, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your abilities, we bind your potential, we bind your influence, we bind the spirits that you operate with, we bind the spirits that you listen to, we bind the strong man that you are with, we bind the principality that you're operating again with, we bind the power that you're operating under, we bind your lies, we bind your deceit, we bind your influence, we bind your abilities, we rebuke your abilities, we rebuke your voice, we rebuke your strength, we curse your strengths, we break down your power by the authority of Jesus Christ. And by the word of the Lord, we command you, by the word of the Lord, we command you to break and to bow in Jesus Christ's name. By the word of Jesus Christ, we bind you and we cast you out. By the name of Jesus Christ, we tell you right now, be removed in Jesus' name. And Father, in the power of the one given unto me, I pray right now that people's bodies will be filled with the Holy Ghost, that right there where sicknesses has left, where diseases has fled, where pestilences has gone, where viruses has died, right there, Father, bring your peace, bring your power, bring your solution in Jesus Christ's name. Satan, I command you, in the name of Jesus Christ, that your power has been defeated, your effects shall be null, your abilities shall be zeroed over the lives of God's people. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we, your God's people, we the people of Jesus Christ, command you uniformity, collectively, collaboratively, in unity, go in Jesus Christ's name. Finances shall be restored, healing shall come back, and the joy of the Lord shall be your strength. In Jesus' name we pray. And if you believe that, shout amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Listen, Empowered Church, we are not going to let the enemy push us back, push us down. We are not of the sort that's going to stay down. We're going to rise and keep on rising. Amen. I miss every single one of you terribly. I just know this, that soon we're going to worship God together again. We're going to lift up His name. We're going to see the biggest harvest, the biggest restoration that this world has ever seen. And you know what? Jesus has called us to live in this time. Yes, Holy Spirit. There's people on. You have had a setback in business. You've had a setback in business. The word of the Lord comes to me that you have a setback in business. You've had a setback in business. If that's you, quickly comment. A setback in business. I have a word from God for you. A setback in business. Pastor Eric, Pastor Stefan, or Richard, you can also come take up the tithes in the offerings. Setback in business. Setback in business. Setback in business. I have a word from God for you. Setback in business. There's businesses that died. It seems dead. It seems dead. Businesses, if that's your just comment, I'm going to give time. I have a word, I have a prophetic word for businesses. I hear the Lord saying to me, if you are willing to listen today, He's going to resurrect a new stream. Even as I speak, I see a fountain bursting out of the ground. And I hear the Lord say, there is going to be a brand new fountain. A brand new fountain. A brand new fountain. A brand new fountain. You've lost in the past. But I hear the Lord say, there's a brand new fountain coming. A brand new fountain. It wasn't where you were before. God's going to give you a brand new fountain. And so Father, I pray that right now in Jesus' name, that's you, business people. Receive this word. Father, I command in the name of Jesus Christ that right now, that brand new fountains shall spring forth in Jesus Christ's name. That right now, Father, as I hear your word, Father, I pray that right now, that brand new fountains, and I hear a word of promise, that what was lost, that what was lost will be nothing in comparison of what the Lord is going to restore. But it's going to be a new fountain. It's going to be supernatural and it's going to be of God. And I hear the Lord say to me, do just this one thing. Give me your heart and trust me. Give me your heart and trust me. Give me your heart and trust me. That's it. Brand new fountains in Jesus Christ's name. If that's you, just shout amen for that. Listen, guys, we have pastors that are available for you right now. If you need any form of prayer, you can just click on the Zoom links. You can go into that and you can be ministered to. But I say again, simple. I want every single person in the spiritual warfare class. I want every single person at Jesus Conference. We're going to lift up the name of Jesus. I want every single person at Empower 316, every single one of you. And I want all of you to be a part of these three things. We're going to come back stronger. We're going to come back more victorious. We're going to come back more powerful. There's moms and dads, I can give you a word for your children right now. You're going to see your children starting to prophesy. You're going to see your children working in miracles. You're going to see children starting to do things that adults are not doing because the children are going to believe God fully. You're going to see children doing some amazing stuff in this next 6 months. Supernatural things are going to happen with the children. I tell you the truth. Watch what they say. Mark what I say. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm excited. I miss you very, very much. I'm looking forward extremely, extremely to see you back in the house in the Lord. Can I just say that I miss you so, so much. I would have loved my auditorium filled of worshipers. But I'm going to see you soon, very, very, very soon. And I just want to say I love you. Shannon and I, we're praying for you. And now is the time to give to the Lord. Amen. Let's remain faithful even unto death. Let's give to Jesus. Let's bless the Lord with our giving. And let's not go into this day without blessing Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll see you guys soon. I love you. I'm praying for you. Thank you very much.
If you've been impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.